That's Wendy Renee, the lovely and wonderful Wendy Renee with barbecue. And speaking of food, we're going to talk about food right now on Foodie Friday. And Sacred Grounds are with me now. How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Awesome.
Melissa Jensen is here. And
Jeffrey Roberts.
Jeffrey is not written here in front of me, but Jeffrey, thanks so much for coming in as well. I appreciate it. And so Sacred Grounds, and a lot of people would know that Sacred Grounds has got that really cool kind of storefront over at the Paratchevich Hall, but you have other locations too, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so you're a new location over at the Sea Alaska building, is that right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. It's a beautiful environment. Exactly. Awesome.
That's cool. And so tell me a little bit about, like, do both of them have... Does each one have kind of a little bit of a specialty? Are they both kind of the exact same fare at both of them? Or how does that kind of work?
We have all of the drink items available at both locations. Sea Alaska Plaza has baked goods and soups Monday through Friday. And the main location at the Andrew Hope building has all of the food that we have available, all the drinks we have available.
Yeah, so and that seems like sort of the full service in mm-hmm. a way, one. Is there like a main kitchen that's based there?
Yeah, yes. We have Smokehouse Catering there.
Oh, okay. All right, so catering is also run out of there.
Yes.
There seems like the Sacred Grounds, there seems like there's a lot going on, right? There's a lot of business development happening mm-hmm. that has that common theme. So tell me about all those different elements that are happening, because that's new information to me. I didn't quite know that was going on, but there's like even a car washing service, and mm-hmm. there's all kinds of cool stuff happening, right?
Yeah, Sacred Shine.
Okay.
That is our new detail shop. It's a beautiful, huge, whatchamacallit, garage that we got. So it's expanding. It's awesome.
Oh, that's cool. So you can go in, have that new car smell and
yes.
look at
mm-hmm.
your car, even if it's a 89 Accord.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, and Cal does that. He's really good at what he does. He runs a really good team over there.
Cool.
Yeah. Shining and waxing and ozone, vacuuming, steaming.
Yeah, mm-hmm. cool. Is there a common sort of like number or place people can call for all these services? Or are they just kind of treated like different businesses, even though they have that same, they have sort of a same common theme in the naming convention, but it's really very separate businesses. Yeah, very separate. Mm-hmm. Right. All right. Well, let's talk about, I don't know what to talk about first. I don't know if I want to talk about the coffee first or if I want to talk about let's talk about the coffee first. Where do you get the coffee? Who roasts the coffee and how does that happen?
We get our coffee from tribally owned and operated family roasteries. We have one business that we purchase from in Klawak, Alaska, and we have another one in Petersburg, Alaska.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. So people are shipping up the beans from Brazil or wherever they're getting the beans, mm-hmm. and then they're doing the roasting on site in Petersburg or in Klawak.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Then that's getting shipped to you kind mm-hmm. of in bulk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We order every week. And so it's always super fresh. The last order, she's like, all right, I'll roast that right now. And then she sent it in the mail the next day.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So you know it's ready to go.
Fresh.
And
fresh.
Is she sending it in individual packed kind of packages so that people can buy it? Or is she sending it kind of in bulk so that you guys are really ready to prepare it?
Both.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
so people can go there and
grew.
Pick up a pound yep. of coffee mm-hmm. in a bag if they want, or they can just go and get their daily latte or get their daily coffee there as
yes,
well.
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah, right. That's really cool. Are you guys both kind of new to the coffee business? What I'm wondering is, like, are there things that you were expecting about the business that didn't happen, or things that have surprised you about what people either want or what trends that are happening in coffee business?
We pay attention to trends.
Yeah.
We have previous coffee experience, and we're helping to build the foundation to make this the best coffee shop.
So what are some trends happening out there? Is it like alternatives to milk, or is it like different kinds of,
milk alternatives
okay.
for sure.
Yeah.
A lot of milk, almond milk, all kinds of good stuff.
People are wanting to stay dairy-free or mm-hmm. that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Is there other stuff that's out there? Like if I'm just a regular coffee drinker, I would never think of, but that's what everyone's talking about in coffee today?
Bulletproof. That one's
yeah.
really popular.
What is it?
It's Bulletproof. It's an MCT oil with ghee butter, and you mix it with regular drip or espresso. And it has this amazing oaky, buttery smell.
Bulletproof?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bulletproof.
It's a keto-friendly option.
Oh, okay. So
keto, yeah.
And then, I see. It's a keto-friendly option. Okay, mm-hmm. so then, that's interesting. Okay, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a vegan, non-GMO.
Oh, okay.
Grass-fed.
So it's a way that people can have that cream kind of richer experience in their coffee, but they don't have any dairy, don't have gluten, all that stuff is not in it.
Right.
Yeah,
oh,
the ghee is a butter, but it's grass-fed and it's clarified.
I see. Okay. And anything, any other kind of things going on? Are people like wanting darker roasts or lighter roasts or iced or?
Yeah, cold brew has been kicking off really well.
Okay, so how do you guys go about preparing cold brew versus how you would do a normal brew of coffee?
Cold brew is less acidic because of the way that we extract the coffee. We put the coarse grounds in a organic cotton bag. We do 5-pound bag at a time, 5 gallons of cold brew, and we super concentrate it by steeping it in the refrigerator for 48 hours.
A full 2 days. It stays in the fridge.
Very nice.
And then how does that, does it kind of steep and fall down below, or do you end up mixing it, or what do you do once it's had that 48 hours?
Imagine like a giant tea bag full of coffee.
Right.
So we just pull that out of there and then put the cold brew into pitchers.
Oh, and then so it's just ready to go. For 48 hours, you pull it out. It's basically, it's happened. It's ready to go. Oh,
it
yeah.
It is so potent, though, that I recommend mixing it with 50% water.
So you do dilute.
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. Otherwise, you got the jitters all day, kind of.
Well, with me, I like a half cold brew, half chocolate milk, so that it's really good.
Wow, that sounds dangerous.
And it's really good cold. Yeah,
yeah. Definitely. And it's just good cold as well. Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Okay, now let's talk about the food. So one thing I want to ask about is this chili. There's an Alaskan amber chili going on here. So who's the secret recipe maker of this?
Our chef, Noel Ramirez.
Well, tell me about your chef.
He graduated from Cordon Bleu, and he's been working on getting smokehouse catering out there. He's so passionate. He's like, I'll serve you the best quality meats and cheeses, 10 people to 1,000 people. Just let me know what you want. Totally customizable menu. It's wonderful.
So you guys are doing catering out of there too, right?
Yes.
So, and that's for any sort of event that people might be wanting to do. They can call you guys up and build out a menu. And
we will cater to your needs.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, weddings, parties, meetings, conferences.
Wow, that's really, I didn't quite know that you guys were doing that as well. So you must have a pretty big, fully functioning kitchen there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a commercial kitchen.
Wow,
yes.
Yeah. And so what brought your chef here to Juneau? Do you know, or just came to work for you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He just came here to work for you guys. Well, cool. And then it is really, I always find it's fascinating to talk to chefs who have that passion and have that next great idea of they're really pre-thinking all the cool stuff that they want to try to do next, you know?
Right, right.
He's always coming up with new things. And so whenever we walk into the kitchen, he's like, oh, you have to try this. It's so good. It's the best.
Yeah.
And he's right.
Yep. Yeah, he's right.
He's very good, yeah.
So the Alaskan amber chili, is that one of the recipes he brought to it? Okay. And so that's a pretty popular lunch item?
Oh, yeah. We have to have it every day.
Okay. Very good. What are some of the other things that people have come to rely upon you guys on for either their lunch or their breakfast menu?
The breakfast sandwiches are super popular. We customize everything that we have on the menu. So, like, for me, I would get a brushed butter and herb sourdough with eggs, bacon, sausage, and gouda. That's my go-to.
Wow, that sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, though? I don't know if I could have that every day. That's pretty rich sounding.
We do offer salads.
Okay. Right. If your conscience bothers you for a minute, you can have a salad. Yeah, right. Well, very cool. And then it looks like you also offer kind of daily specials as well.
Yeah. Right now we have a locally caught wild king salmon burger. And we also have halibut tacos served on a warm corn tortilla.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Do you guys at the place there have a kind of big area for people to sit in, or is it more like kind of take and go kind of operation? Or
it's a small cafe.
Okay, yeah. So mostly people are kind of grabbing something to go and
great for that, lunches. Definitely.
Yeah, get it for lunches and things like that. A lot of state workers and things like that probably coming by on lunch break and that sort of thing.
Yeah, especially when they have a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
They love those scones that Kathy Park makes, and she's really good also.
Oh, so you have a kind of separate pastry chef as well that also works there? Oh, okay.
Yeah, Kathy Park, she graduated from Culinary Institute from New York in 2011, so she's really good. She's passionate about everything she makes.
she's always coming out with new stuff every morning. And we're like, wait, Kathy, what is it? You're too busy, but tell me.
Here, try this.
We could smell it, right? I mean, when people are cooking pastries, it's like, oh, my goodness, what's going on in there?
Yeah, she'll put out 30 turnovers, and they'll be gone in like 20 minutes.
Well, tell me about, it seemed like there might be a bit of a challenge. I can imagine as a business, running a business, that opening a second location, it sort of expands the complexity of operations, that sort of thing. How long has that second location been open?
It's been open for, oh my goodness, I believe
six months.
Okay, yeah. And then so it's kind of smoothed out, seems to be operating pretty well. And
it's getting popular, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
People are catching on that it's there, and they're kind of realizing there's this other place to go, and a place that's an alternative place to go, and a cool place to go for coffee and for...
Great view, yeah. Big windows.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, that you're right, in the Sea Alaska building. So it's in the main floor of the Sea Alaska building with all the big, huge windows and stuff and beautiful artwork and things like that to look at. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. In the plaza itself. So the big white Sea Alaska, you know, downtown headquarters building, right, yeah. Well, that's very cool.
Great location.
Well, congratulations, you guys, on that second location opening up and on all the other stuff. Is there any other it seems like there's these businesses growing out. Is there anything we didn't touch upon in the other businesses you guys work with? We did the detailing, the two locations of the cafe.
The catering. Pastry chef.
Catering's really interesting to me catering is such a like job specific thing. All of a sudden you're busy, and then the next job isn't for a couple days or whatever. That must be a real interesting thing to try to staff up. In a way, right? That's got to be a challenge for the chef to kind of coordinate that and to figure out who he needs and when it's needed and that kind of thing. And then doing the serving and all those kinds of things for the events.
Most definitely. And we are all a team. So if they need us from the cafe, we'll go back to the Smokehouse Catering. We're a team. So we
get it done.
We get it done. We make it look good.
Our team is incredible.
Our team is amazing.
Have there been either from catering? I would guess that's the area. Has there been like some special request that you never would have thought of, or that you had to really reach for? That felt like, I don't know, man. These people want this thing, and we're gonna have it happen. Anything like that?
We have custom requests all the time, and we're like, all right, we'll find that for you.
We'll definitely do it.
We'll do it. You got to give it a little bit of lead time. A little bit of lead time.
Yeah, give it
a
time.
Yeah, you can't call for a 3-2 cake same day.
So is that's the level of catering you'll do? You'll do 3-tier cakes. You'll do all that stuff. You'll do full on. If someone wants the full wedding thing, you can do the entire thing.
Yeah. We will make you very happy.
Wow, that's interesting. I didn't know that service was available from you guys. Well, that's really cool. So what are the parameters if someone's out there going, well, I do have something coming up. What are the timelines that you like to deal with? How would you advise people to proceed about how they're going to plan out an event from the catering side?
Give us 2 weeks. Like, we could probably work with you depending on the size of the event. We've had a wedding scheduled a year ago, though. Like,
sure.
We just had a wedding.
I can totally imagine that. You're like, there's for people who know their wedding's happening, they lock it down.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. So it has to be based on size. Like, give us the amount of time to do everything that you want.
What's the largest event that you guys have done that
you
can think of?
tomorrow, we have a 600 person event for the Gold Belt shareholders meeting.
Wow, yes. 600 people.
So we've been pretty busy.
A full dinner, full everything, or?
I believe it's breakfast and lunch.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Last time was dinner.
Yeah, last time was dinner.
Wow, so that is a lot of food to prepare, make sure it's correct, uniform. Do you have to give options for each meal as well, or are you kind of doing?
I believe they give us a menu.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah, they pick.
They pick what
so you guys got a lot of work in. You're probably going to be like, yeah, how long is this interview going to go? We're going to get back to work. Well, thanks so much to both of you, Jeffrey, Melissa, for coming in. It's Sacred Grounds is the name of the coffee shop business, and that's part of Foodie Friday. But a bigger part of it as well is also the catering business, the second location, the Sea Alaska building, and then the other businesses that are out there, the car detailing and all those other things as well. Really great to talk to you guys. Thanks for coming in for Foodie Friday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in and talk to us. Appreciate it.